wrong thing, especially to a New York cop. In a heartbeat, my hands were on the hood of his car and threats of arrest were flying all over the place. I was startled and unnerved, and though it was now too late, my mouth was shut. Unless asked, I wasn't saying another word, especially a sarcastic one. To make matters worse, all I could produce in the way of identification was a hotel key card, one of those fancy new ones that looks cool but doesn't even contain the name and address of the hotel. The whole scene was going downhill, fast. Things had started off innocently enough that morning as I headed out the door of our Midtown Manhattan hotel and began plodding down the sidewalk toward the East River about 8 blocks away. But before I was 2 or 3 blocks away, it started to rain. First, it was just annoying, an intermittent, spitting kind of rain. Then the wind picked up and a steady, chilling downpour started making things miserable. Assessing the situation, I determined I was too far from the hotel to make turning back a sensible option. So I kept running north along the river, pressing on in the driving rain. I don't know what kind of shape you're in, but when I run, I think more about survival than scenery. And when I'm running in a cold downpour, I barely think at all. I certainly don't look around to read a lot of the signs. Thus, I wasn't paying too much attention when suddenly my path was blocked by a chain-link fence. It stretched from the riverbank on my right to a